This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM, 1480 AM, online at newsnowwarsaw.com and at the News Now Warsaw app. Here's your host for Tiger Talk, the radio voice of Tiger Sports, Roger Grossman.
Good morning. Happy Saturday to you and yours. It is nothing like it was last Saturday. It is cold outside. I wore shorts to work on Wednesday. I wore a sock hat to work here today. Ugh. But bundle up, go outside, get stuff done. It's a nice day to be outside. It wasn't the best night for watching football, but it was a really good night for the Warsaw Tigers playing football. They beat Goshen 42-7. They're now 7-1 on the season. They're 5-1 in the conference. We'll tell you what that means in a minute. The other scores in the NLC. Mishawaka beat Concord 31-7. Northwood won at Wawasee 38-21. And Northridge beat Plymouth 40-14. So the conference standings at the moment. Warsaw, Northridge, Mishawaka all tied at 5-1. Northwood is 4-2. Concord is 2-4. Plymouth, Goshen, and Wawasee are all 1-5. Now, the Tigers, of course, host Northridge next week. The winner of that game is guaranteed at least a share of the conference championship. Of course, Mishawaka plays Wawasee, so they're a heavy favorite in that game. So we expect Mishawaka to win. And so, essentially, Northridge and Warsaw are playing for a share of the conference championship. One of them's going to get it. It'll be very exciting next Friday night at Fisher Field. We hope to see you there. Other scores. Cass beat Manchester 38-7. Maconaqua beat Wabash 55-13. Peru beat North Miami 54-7. Rochester beat Southwood 41-0. Northfield beat Whitco 33-0. LaVille beat North Judson 23-20. Knox beat Triton 42-7. Leo beat Columbia City 51-7. It was East Noble over New Haven 31-21. Eastside beat Central Noble 43-7. Lakeland beat Fairfield 33-7. It was West Noble over Cherubusco 48-0. Riley beat Bremen 22-8. St. Joe won at home over Culver Academy 20-6. Marion beat Elkhart 27-14. Pendy New Prairie 22-0. It was Jimtown over Adams 44-6. And Carroll beat Northrop 35-6. Tippecanoe Valley plays at Glenn tonight. The football pairing show is tomorrow. That begins at 6 o'clock, and you can hear that right here on News Now Warsaw. They'll start with 1A North and 1A South and work their way all the way through the pairings for every football team in the state of Indiana. And you can hear the Tigers draw here on News Now Warsaw. Elkhart, who's 3-5, Penn, who has one loss, and that was to Cathedral, and Carroll, who has two losses, and one of those is to Snyder, and the other is to Hamilton Southeastern, who's 5. So it's a very difficult draw for the Tigers, and we'll see how it comes out tomorrow starting at 6 on News Now Warsaw. Bart Curtis and the boys are in studio today. We'll talk with them about last night's win, and we'll play a couple highlights for you as Warsaw won at Goshen 42-7. That's next here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Enjoy the next level of fun on the water with help from Splendor Boats. Place your order now on Quest Pontoons or a Splendor custom-built power catamaran deck boat. Ask about their indoor, safe, and clean off-season boat storage, winterization, shrink wrapping, and pontoon redecking. Plus, schedule your spring boat arrival so you don't have to wait next year. Visit them in Warsaw or Silver Lake or online at SplendorBoatsWarsaw.com. Splendor Boats, a small family business for big family fun.
Whether you need to finance home improvements or a last-minute vacation, Crossroads Bank offers a variety of loan options to meet your needs, including consumer loans, home equity lines of credit, and others. Stop in and see them in Columbia City, North Manchester, Peru, South Whitley, Syracuse, Wabash, or Warsaw. Crossroads Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Where your bank and your life meet, Crossroads Bank.
False start, pass interference, offsides.
All bad things in football.
Spotty dishes, rust stains, dry skin and hair.
all bad things when it comes to your water. Rab Water Systems' all-star team can help eliminate your water penalties. Home of the non-electric Kinetico, which provides clean, clear water 24/7 without electricity. Call or visit rabwater.com to fix your water.
It's that time of year again. Football is back, and soon it's time to sign up for the open enrollment of Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D drug plans, and individual health care plans through the Affordable Care Act. Contact JBC and Associates to update new plan designs and find out about increased subsidies to help reduce marketplace premiums. Call John at 574-527-1295. Call with any questions and be ready to sign up for the Medicare plans beginning October 15th and for individual health care plans on November 1st. Go Tigers!
And this is Brock keeping it. He's got room on the left side. 30, 35, 40, 45, foot, 50. It's a foot race. He beats a man. Stiff arm. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Tigers! Fry, quick throw near side. Throws high. Intercepted! It's Tristan Wilson at the 47. He's up the sideline to the 40, to the 35, 30, 25, 20. And he will be... No whistle, no indication yet. Did he make it into the end zone? He did not. He's out of bounds, the 1 yard line. It's a 46 yard interception return for Tristan Wilson. First and goal, Tigers.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw. It's time to talk Tiger football with head coach Bart Curtis.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Roger.
A very businesslike, professional approach for your boys last night. They looked really good.
I do not want to jinx us and knock on wood. The ball seemed to be a little bit more secure last night, and it was a workmanlike fashion for us. That's some good things to wake up to and not come in and try to figure out reasons to give you that we can't hang on to the football. So that's nice because I am running out of them.
I'm sure you are. I take full responsibility for the beginning of the game. I want to apologize to you and all Tiger fans because I put in the game notes that I send out to the media that Warsaw has won the toss in every game, and then we didn't win the toss.
We did not win the
toss. So that's totally on me. That's
Tails
the announcer's
supposed,
jinx.
Tails is supposed to never fail, and it did last night.
But your guys were able to get off the field and go down and score on that first drive.
Yeah, that was important.
So talk about... getting that all, the change over there.
Tristan Wilson had a really good return that almost went the distance to start the game, if memory serves me.
59 yards.
Yeah. So that's nice to see because I know we work on that an awful lot and per nauseam, trying to get that wedge timed up just right and make sure we field the ball. Last week, obviously, we had some issues fielding kickoffs. So it was really good to see him crease one, and I thought he was going to take it the distance. But it set us up in great field position. And, I don't know how many plays later, maybe 8, maybe 10, but we're in the end zone and up 7-0 and ready to play defense.
Gave up a couple of first downs right after that.
Yeah.
And then they have to punt. And then you guys go right back down the field again, one play, and that was really encouraging to see Brock go into the end zone.
It was. That was the first touchdown this season scored by a quarterback. I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
Yes.
I was not till Coach Fraz and Coach Kappas had said something to me. I heard him talking about during practice. So great to get that and get one of our quarterbacks, Quentin Brock, into the end zone. And he made quite a nice read, got vertical on a double option, and we've worked really hard on that, because human nature is want to run to the side, stretch things out. Hey, that's where all the green grass is, but all those guys are running. But if you can get the thing vertical off a disconnect, you saw what happened.
And we talked about this last week, he tends to either give it to Reed up the middle or pitch it. He rarely keeps it. He only runs about 7 times a game. And we've seen him many times this season. Yeah. When he does keep it, he'll get past that initial defender, and he almost just like stops to surveys what out there. He did not do that on that run last night.
No, he did not. He hit the crease, made a little bend outside, I think he broke a tackle even, and then outran everybody else. So yeah, that was good to see for the Tigers.
And we don't see him this way because he doesn't make those kinds of runs. He doesn't keep the ball a lot.
Right.
He's a really good athlete. He would extremely down the field
athlete.
Pretty good.
Yeah, no, he is a very, very good athlete, and you know who is learning the position week by week as we grow. And a lot of it is confidence. A lot of it is, I believe he's stronger and faster than he believes he is. So it was great to see him utilize a little bit of both of those aspects on that play.
Goshen has to punt again from midfield. They punt it into the end zone. Your guys get it at the 20. They go on a four minute 17 second drive. They go 80 yards back into the end zone.
Yeah, and I think if memory serves me that our fullback, Reed Zollinger, had quite a few carries. We might have hit a switch pass.
Yes.
Midway through that drive.
Yes.
To Luke Ransbottom, who turns 18 today. Pretty quickly it went from 14-0 to seemed like 35-0 in pretty quick fashion.
Three touchdowns in less than 4 minutes.
Was it? Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. From 9:19 to 5:35. Yeah.
And another two of them were set up by interceptions, right?
Yes.
By Tristan Wilson.
Yes. Yeah. He was playing the role of free safety beautifully because he was waiting and watching. And with the wind blowing in the way it was, Goshen had a hard time throwing the football.
Yeah, they did. We were able to get some decent pressure on their quarterback. You know, they're such a young team, Goshen is, and they've been decimated with injuries and number of kids that tried out for football. So they're playing with shorthanded to begin with. They're playing young to begin with, but they play awful hard. They're, as we talked last week, their schemes are good. They're just, overmatching a lot of their games.
People look at that. They see a 1-7 football team, and for whatever reason, automatically they start thinking about coaching. We know Tom is an excellent coach.
Incredible.
He cares about kids.
Yeah.
We've seen him take teams and programs that hadn't won before and turn them into winners, specifically Northridge.
Yeah.
So we know it's not coaching. They just got to get kids out. They got to get some people going.
It is. Football's a numbers game. And I've said this before, every graduating class has, maybe three to six, what you call really, really alpha male athlete type kids. And then there's about 12 to 15 in each class that are pretty good athletes. And then there's kids that are your role players who develop in each sport and have great junior and senior years. And instead of splitting forces, some of the programs that come to mind where the kids win in everything. And then you look and it's, oh my gosh, that's the same kids, that were winning in the fall in football, that are now winning in the spring in baseball and winning in the winter in basketball or wrestling. I remember when I was at New Prairie in 1997, that was quite a while ago. Were you guys born yet?
No.
They were not?
No.
Okay. And Bremen High School was having one of those deals where the kids just played sports.
Yeah.
Be an athlete. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got fourth graders looking to sign letters of intent because, and mom and dad have already declared their official sport. Well, he's a this guy. He's 12 years old, can't do 5 push-ups, and you're telling me he is this? Okay. Save some of your money for all the lessons and the clubs and this and that, and save it for first year college tuition. So we're at New Prairie, and they had a really rugged group of football kids, a rugged group, tough, competitive, and they handled us pretty easily. And the season goes by and this and that. And we had basketball came around. And there were four or five kids that you know, everybody has freedom of choice, but they had chosen that that was going to be their thing. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting next to my defensive coordinator, Marty Mawson, and Bremen's basketball team is kind of running us out of the gym. And I'm looking, and I'm looking at the program. Well, that kid was a linebacker. That kid was a running back. Marty looks at me, and he said, Bremen's football team just ran our basketball team off the floor. That's so important. So every school has those. And getting them together and keeping them involved in just having fun and playing sports, you know, because it goes so, by so fast. We've had a what I'd call a quarters countdown. There are four quarters of NLC football left. And the two kids sitting to my left here understand that, you know, as seniors, that the clock is ticking. There are no guarantees in this thing, so cherish every moment.
You get to halftime. You're up 35-0. I ask you this all the time, but I usually ask you on the other side of the thinking here. What did you say to your team at halftime?
Make sure that you've played a good first half, very businesslike, as you mentioned. And I may have said this in terms that I can't repeat on the radio, but it is important for you to now watch, encourage, and cheer on the kids who have been watching, encouraging, and cheering you on throughout the course of the season. You know, to me, that's very important. And that shows you what type of team and teammate you are. If you're so self-consumed that, you know, if I'm not in directly and somebody else is, I'm not paying attention. So the kids, I look for that. And you can tell a lot about a kid by how he responds and reacts when his backup is in getting his just dude playing time.
Without a JV game today, you basically had your JV defense out there to start that third quarter against their number one varsity offense. And even though they had trouble tackling through Elliott, but everybody has the varsity kids have trouble with that. They put up a pretty good fight.
They did. And, you know, we have not looked yet and studied, but there were some missed tackles. There was a lot of great effort. And it's kind of a weird scenario to be in as a head coach on this side of it, because you want so badly for those kids to do well, and now they've got the opportunity to get on the field and do that. But I tell you, they made them earn it. It took the entire quarter. There were two possessions in the second half, one by Goshen, one by Warsaw, and then they got the ball late with, 20 seconds ago and ran one play. So that, you know, that 35-point rule really just makes the game go quicker when it gets to that point. But, you know, it's nice to be able to, particularly when there's not going to be a JV game, to almost like a reward for being on the scout team and doing the things you got to do throughout the week to make the older kids and the varsity better.
Do you feel like you got what you wanted to see from those younger kids in the second half? One of the things about the running clock is there's so few plays. You said there's two possessions, three if you count when Goshen, stood there at the end of the game. Did you get to see what you wanted to see?
I think so for the most part. A lot of kids got to tackle somebody or block somebody that maybe they wouldn't have had it not been that scenario. So, you want to not turn the ball over. You want to not make it. I've been in games like that where you're up before the running clock roll, and you put some of your younger kids in, and now the offense scores. Well, then they turn around, they onside kick down 49-7. Okay, the game is over, okay? Kick the ball deep. Let's get through this thing. Let the younger kids on both teams play. So that was certainly not the case last night, you know, with Coach Wagman and, you know, the class act he is. You know, he played the kids he needed to play, which I'd have done the exact same thing. And, you know, those kids have continued to improve throughout the course of the year. If you watch them early in the year, after some of the injury bugs happened, they play so darn hard, and they play the game the right way. You know, there's not, you don't see them over exuberant with look at me type celebrations. They just line up, the ball's snapped, they play, then they get back in the huddle and play the next play.
There's one kid that I want to make sure we bring up today. It's not a kid that gets a lot of attention any other time. I think I mentioned his name maybe once or twice during the broadcast last night, and that was Caden Sleester, who got to start at safety last night.
Yeah, he did get to start at safety.
He was so excited about that on Thursday of practice.
And you know, really stepped up and did an admirable job. It's great to see him be put into that role and then deliver the way he delivered. So, yeah, we're excited about that. In fact, we were just watching before we came out here on the defensive film, a play where he came up and rocked a kid pretty good on when they broke a trap free. Maybe a little high on his contact level, but came up unafraid and, you know, ready to lay some shoulder pads on somebody.
If you had any concerns from last night, and we're almost picking at little things here, penalties, big penalties. You had a couple. You had a roughing the passer penalty.
We did have a roughing the passer, which was
the pass interference penalty. I watched the film of that this morning. Yeah. That was totally bogus. We thought it was last night.
There was one block in the back on an offensive play, which was unnecessary. There was one roughing the passer, which was a bang bang play. You know, one of those where probably could have and should have pulled up, but momentum taken. And then there was one more, a pass interference.
Yeah, the pass interference.
Where if we play the ball, we might have our third pick.
We might.
Yeah.
Who's with you today?
I got two fine young men from representing the class of 2024 from Warsaw High School. To my immediate left is Leighton Isbell, a cornerback, number 23. And to his left is number 56, Chase Carl, who is a three-year starter for us. Has moved around from defense to offense, back to defense a little bit, and plays both. But he's a stalwart at offensive tackle.
Okay, we're going to get these guys on the air here in just a minute. You're listening to Tiger Talk, driven by RB Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
I am a Colts fan.
I'm a Bears fan. And you out there are Warsaw Tiger fans.
Whoever you root for, in order to win the game, your team needs a head coach with an effective game plan. We at Aldifer Bergen can help you develop and implement a financial game plan for your family's future. So if you're a Colts fan, a Tiger fan, a Bears fan, or a fan of any other team,
except the Patriots, Aldifer Bergen can be the head coach of your financial planning team.
Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street in Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com.
Hello, I'm Jay Rigdon with Rock Hill Pinnock. I had to chuckle the other day because I heard a lawyer on TV say you should come to their firm because they're the attorneys you know. But yet, you've never heard of them, except from the television commercials. The attorneys at Rock Hill Pinnock are part of this community. We may help coach your kids at t-ball, see you at a golf match, or simply be your friend or neighbor. If you don't know one of us yet, chances are someone you know does. But whether you know us already or not, we hope you'll give us a call and get to know us as your attorneys. Call 267-6116 for an appointment today. Rock Hill Pinnock, lawyers you can count on.
Welcome to the spa, Mrs. Williamson. Ready for your manicure?
And your beauty treatment?
And your massage?
Mommy, wake up!
Honey, did you get my shirts from the dry cleaners?
Oh, I knew I was dreaming.
Escape to the spa every day in your own bathroom with an elegant glass shower and tub enclosure designed by the specialists at Glass Doctor. All for less than you might think. Visit glassdoctor.com today to receive a free copy of our design and installation guide.
Collier's Heating and Air has long been known for quality and integrity. Quality in their line of Lennox heating and air systems, and integrity in the way they've been doing business in our community for the last 36 years. So when they say they have a Lennox heating and air system for your home with $1,500 rebates, along with up to $2,000 off the dealer list price, you can take them at their word. Lennox quality and Collier's integrity. Trust Collier's.com.
This is Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
All right, Chase has got the microphone first. I want to talk to you about offense and defense because you play both.
Yeah.
So which do you like better, offense or defense, and why?
Man, it's definitely tough.
you know, I enjoy different things about each one. You know, offense is very much more structured, and so I know exactly what I'm doing on every play, and I know, hey, I'm going after this guy, and I know what steps I've got to take, and I know where I've got to, you know, what winning in this situation would look like. And then on defense, you know, it's more like I got to read, you know, what does the center do? Does he, you know, does he block me? Does he pull? Does whatever, you know, and that's more reading. And then sometimes I'm not in on the play, but, you know, I did my job. So there's different things I like about both. Of course, you know, I like tackling people. I also like blowing people off the ball. But I think I would have to go with defense just because it's a little more like, I don't know, it's a little more flexible, I guess. Like I get to chase after the ball and those kind of things, and I really enjoy tackling someone, especially for a loss or trying to get after the quarterback. I really do enjoy that. So I'd say defense, but I love offensive line, you know, for certain other reasons, you know, too.
Okay, similar question, different angle. Which is more fun, pancaking somebody when you're on the offensive line or blowing up a running play?
I think I'm gonna have to go with pancaking someone. Just because when you pancake someone, I mean, it's like the ultimate winning in that situation. You know, when you take someone, you know, 5 or 6 yards downfield and they're on their back and you're on top of them, I mean, you just have completely won in that situation. And that's just such a good feeling. I love, you know, that feeling of, you know, having completely humiliated that player.
The offensive line went through two really bad injuries in the very first game of the season. How did you guys, within the huddle, right, in the locker room, you guys are a tight-knit group. Right. How did you guys recover from that?
Yeah, I think we just knew we just had to step up and we had to play for those guys. You know, I really wanted to try and assume that leadership role, especially being a senior and knowing, you know, Harrison had gone. And even James Leiter is a great player. You know, was out. So I just knew I had to kind of step up, and I was trying to, you know, answer any questions players had. And I think we just had to kind of come together and be like, hey, we're going to play for these guys. You know, they would do anything to get back out on the field, and so we gotta represent them when we're playing. And we just knew we had to step up and fill in those shoes.
Sometimes wide receivers, when they know the play is going to the left and they're lined up on the right, will not go as hard, take a play off, we kind of call it. Sometimes the offensive line is put that situation where the play's going to go left and you're playing right tackle. How do you guys not take a play off there? How do you not think, well, this isn't going my way, I'm going to just take this one easy and get ready for the next one?
Yeah, I think, well, you know, we track loafs, so we track, you know, people who are not going full speed. So that's definitely the eye in the sky don't lie, they say. So they're always going to know if you're not going full speed. So that's something that's definitely always in the back of my mind when the play's not away from me, or when the play's away from me. But I think also it's got to be just a mindset thing. You got to be like, sometimes, you know, it's maybe a counter one way and I'm pulling the other way, you know, to try to throw the defense off. And then I've just got to run all the way across the field. But then, you know, sometimes I'll see a safety and I was like, I'm going to go get that guy. And I'm going to go, you know, try to do something before the whistle blows. And sometimes I get there. A lot of times I don't, but if I always like have a goal in mind. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pull. And then as soon as everyone realizes it's this way, I'm going to take off. I'm going to go as fast as I can and try to go get someone who's not looking, and not like draw a penny or anything, but, you know, maybe take him for a little ride or something. So I like doing that.
I guarantee you, if you got a penalty for a block, Will Shepard would come out of the press box and personally have words with the official because he loves you. He loves to watch you play on both sides of the ball. Have you taken a second to think about the fact that you're going to play for a conference championship next week?
Yeah, I have, and I'm very excited. I know. I mean, I've never been in like a conference championship kind of like spot before, and so being our senior year, I'm really excited about that. And I know this week of practice has got to be very focused. It's got to be very, you know, we got to be ready, and we got to know what we're up against. And I think if this week goes well, you know, we'll have a great Friday.
Tell us about your parents and their names and your brothers and sisters and where you live.
Yeah, so my parents are Mike and Tanya Carl. I've got two older sisters, Audrey and Reagan. And then I've got a younger brother who's a sophomore right now, and his name's Logan. He's part of the team. And then I live over near Packerton, kind of south of the BCC.
You know, yeah. Where that is, so. Do you enjoy having your brother on the team?
Yeah, I do. I really do enjoy it. I love the like the times we get to have together, you know, even when he's playing on JV and I get to go out there and watch him and, you know, he makes a big hit or makes a good play, you know, I get to be there celebrating with him on the sideline, and I think those times are super cool. And I love being able to also, like, we have a lot of car rides going from practices and going from games, and so just those times together I think are really cool, especially with, you know, me going off to college next year. Those opportunities are few, and I really do enjoy those opportunities we have together. We can just talk football too, and we, you know, we both been through the same experiences, we both been to Dom Patrol, you know, we've both gone through hard stuff together, so we have a really, really close connection.
What are you going to do next year?
Yeah, so my hope and what I'm focused on right now is going to college for acting. I have been auditioning over the summer, and I'm going to start auditioning this fall to a couple colleges, and that's kind of what I do when I'm not doing football. I do a lot of performances and done some wagon wheel stuff, and I'm hoping to pursue a BFA in acting in the fall.
You're going to be a movie star.
That would be great. But I don't know. It's just going to, that's, I know acting and, performing is what I love to do. So, wherever that leads me, whether that's, I don't know, voice acting, whether that's on stage, whether that's, you know, commercials, I don't know. But, that's what I really want to pursue. I know that's what I love. So, we'll see where it takes me, I guess.
That's fantastic. No, I have not. I did not know.
You've got to go.
It's really good.
Incredible.
Is that right?
It is seeing our kids in different realms. And that's the same kid up there giving a great performance in either a musical or a drama. And that's the same kid that's out there knocking people's heads off. You know, it's just so fascinating and enjoyable to watch.
That's cool. Who's been your favorite teacher?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've had a ton of great teachers at the high school. I would say... I didn't even have her, actually. Well, I did. I think maybe freshman year I had her as a teacher. But my homeroom teacher, Miss Campbell, she's just super chill, relates super well with us. I think her husband is the girls' cross country coach, I'm pretty sure, Mr. Campbell.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, Miss Campbell, she's been amazing. But I also do love, I'd say her in the front, but then Miss Morris, she is my theater teacher, and she... I love working with her, and she's also, you know, the director of all the shows and everything, and she's always, you know, pushed me to pursue what I've loved and has really made me a great performer.
Great. Leighton, let's talk about you. You have a unique skill set because you're kind of long, right? I mean, you have some length, which we don't see in football players. We see it more in basketball players. How does that help you as a football player?
Well, I have a longer stride. I'm faster than most people. I'm just, just easier to get jump balls than over people. But when the ball gets thrown to me, I don't know. It just helps me out a lot more than other people.
The first signature moment of this, what's turned into a very special football season, is yours. Down in the game at Michigan City, you take that pitch and take off with us. Walk us through that play.
Well, I caught the ball, made a cut. I was running down the field. I thought I'd celebrate before the end zone. Almost got caught. Fell in the end zone. Got a loaf on that play and a touchdown. I did. And I had to run for it.
Coach, does that happen often that people get loafs and touchdowns?
Not very often. I've seen it. I think sometimes the guys that play in the NFL. You know, they want to celebrate before they get there or pull up or high step it in or drop the ball before you cross the goal line, which I've seen happen on film.
Yeah.
Not by us, but it does happen.
Yeah.
But you got to, you know, sprint out the back of the end zone, hand the ball to the officials, say, here, sir, and act like you've been there before. And he does that now.
Leighton, what's it like to score a touchdown? Because most of us, we watch people score touchdowns. We have no earthly clue what that's like.
Well, after you score touchdowns, it's nice when you just come together as a team and celebrate that. And just the crowd yelling and screaming is real nice.
What are you good at on defense?
I'd say coverage. pretty good at coverage. They don't really throw the ball my way too much, so.
Is that disappointing to you?
A little bit, but at the same time, I guess I wouldn't really want to throw the ball to like a 6'3" dude out there on like a regular 5'8" receiver.
One of the things, twice in the game last night, Tristan gets those two interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately you go from being a cornerback to a blocker. Can you take us through that process of switching in literally a second?
Well, I guess I was just running like to him, really. I tried to find a blocker, but really no one was there most of the time. But after he catches that, everybody's excited. I mean, he had two interceptions last night. Should have had a touchdown. But yeah, I don't know. It's really exciting.
I will ask you the same question that I asked Chase. You've got a chance to play for a conference championship. Those don't come around here very often. One over the last 20-plus years. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, I think it was 2 years ago. I was on the sideline watching the Concord game. We almost won it there. And that just should fuel most of us coming into this last week's game to win it.
Talk about your parents or brothers and sisters and where you live.
My dad and mom, Jason, Kalani, Isabel, and two older sisters, Peyton and Zeta, a younger brother, Easton, and another younger sister, sister Kinsley.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I was thinking I'm going to become an apprentice next year for like a heating and cooling electric place and then go to trade school for that.
Running wires?
Mm-hmm. I want to create a business in the long term, but still not sure yet.
I'm not an expert on these things, but I don't think you could have enough people doing electrical work and running pipes and those kinds of things. I think that will always be a need.
Yeah, that's all I hear.
In our community and many others.
Yeah, that's all I hear because, my dad did that type of stuff. So, like, he could teach me a little bit about it, and I can do that.
Who's been your favorite teacher?
Probably Mr. Gross.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
He's just funny. He's funny. He talks funny. And he's got a good sense of humor.
And who do you hang out with when you're not playing football?
Hang out with Grady Nolan, Nathan Rosas, Luke Ransbottom, Reed Zollinger. Yeah, those guys mostly.
You guys have been through a lot over the 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Has it made you better?
Yeah. I think it has. Create a stronger bond with all of them.
Yeah, good. Thank you guys for coming in today. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you Thursday morning. Normally, they get fed by the Warsaw Donut Shop, but the broadcaster went down there, and he couldn't find it. I went down too early. They weren't open. So we'll go back there. We'll get him some donuts here in just a few minutes, and we'll get them fed, and we thank the Warsaw Donut Shop for doing that for us. When we come back, the Tiger Sports Diary recaps what's happened in the last week, previews what's coming up next. Here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Emergencies are an unfortunate part of life, but have you ever had an eye emergency? Oh yeah, they happen. This is Dr. Jason Rich at the Spectacle Shop. Maybe your glasses broke and you need an immediate fix. Maybe you left your contact lenses in way too long and you woke up with a painful red eye. Maybe you're seeing flashes of light out of the corner of your eye all of a sudden and you think, hey, I should probably get this looked at. Maybe you thought, nah, I don't need safety glasses while I'm using this saw, and now there's something that's been stuck under your eyelid for the last 2 days. We fix all these emergencies and routine problems too. Visit thespectacleshopinc.com.
Michiana, you're approved. Need a new ride when everyone says no way? You're approved. This is Wade with Nissan of Warsaw. Low credit score? I don't care. You're approved. I have the power to say yes to everyone. And with my you're approved process, $500 down, bam, you're approved. What do you need? Current pay stub, photo ID, and proof of where you live, along with four friends that'll tell us how amazing you are. And bam, you're approved. To start the process, call us at 574-267-5850. NissanofWarsaw.com, TradeWithWade.com. You're approved.
Did you know that 62% of homes have at least one person who sleeps hot? They need the cooling comfort of the all-new Tempur-Breeze mattress series now available at Reinhold's Furniture. Hi, this is Steven. The Pro-Breeze models utilize ventilated advanced relief material that feels 5 degrees cooler, while the Lux-Breeze models use Pure Cool Plus material that makes it feel up to 10 degrees cooler. And save now on closeout Breeze models. Add the new Tempur Ergo Power Base featuring quiet mode, lumbar support, and massage, or choose the new Tempur Ergo Pro Smart Base featuring the wind-down program to help you relax, the soundscape mode for hearing and feeling sounds through the mattress, and the waveform massage that promotes relaxation by easing muscle tension. Tempur-Pedic is the most highly recommended bed in America, and they are number one in customer satisfaction. Free delivery and no interest in-house financing are standard at Reinhold's, so hurry in today to 118 West Main Street in downtown Warsaw to see and feel the new line of mattresses and adjustable bases from Tempur-Pedic. Reinhold's Town Square Furniture, your friends in the furniture business.
Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company, continues with a look at the scores and schedules for all the teams at Warsaw Community High School. It's Tiger Sports Diary on News Now Warsaw.
Let's go back to Carmel last Saturday for the Girls State Golf Finals at Prairie View Golf Club. Junior Abby Peterson was competing in the state finals. We told you on Friday she had a very good first day. She had an equally good second day. Final round 75, a shot better than the day before. She finishes in the top 10 in the state. She was tied for 10th, and because she was tied for 10th, she automatically was all-state. So isn't that cool? So she had a great 2 days. She had a great junior golf season, and she's very much looking forward to what is ahead for her in golf. So congratulations to Abby on a top 10 finish at the Girls State Golf Finals. The boys' tennis team last Saturday had to play two matches in the same day, semifinals and finals, at their own sectional because of the rain from last Wednesday. They beat Columbia City 4-1 in the semifinals. They shut out Tippecanoe Valley 5-0 in the final to advance onto the Northwood Regional Semifinals, where they ran into Penn again. They had just lost to Penn a week ago Monday, and they lost to Penn again 4-1 in the Regional Semifinals at Northwood. On Tuesday, they finished their season as at 9-6 as a team. The girls' golf team also saw their season come to an end on the home pitch in the sectional on Tuesday. They lost 4-3 to Northrop. That was a team that they had tied just a couple weeks before. They finished their season at 8-4-4 and 5-1-1 in the NLC. The boys' soccer team advanced to the semifinals of the Huntington North Sectional on Monday with a 3-1 win over Columbia City. Callan O'Brien got the Tigers on the board with an unassisted goal, followed by goals scored by Eddie Escutia, assisted by Matt Marsh, and Maiden Berger, assisted by Julian Saldivar. The Vikings' only score of the night came on a handball in the box that led to a penalty kick that was successful, and the final was 3-1. Then, in the semifinals on Wednesday, the Tigers shut out Homestead 3-0. Noah Van Puffelen scored twice. Maiden Berger added another. Esteban Saldivar was credited with assist on two of the goals for the Tigers, who are into the final today. We'll give that schedule coming up. The Lady Tiger cross country team competed in the NLC Championship meet last Saturday at Oxbow Park, south of Elkhart. Tigers won first and second round super duel matches, so they were 14-0 going into the championship race. They did not win the championship race. They came up short. Northridge won it with 45. Warsaw was second with a 50, so they share the overall championship. It was the sixth consecutive time that the Lady Tigers had won at least a share of the conference title. Joey Rastrelli continues her win streak three consecutive years with the fastest time in the NLC, 18-18. Samantha Rastrelli, 1946, was sixth. Also, Marissa Howitt was 11th with a time of 20-21. Eden Metz, 12th at 20-25. Margot Sprenkel set a personal record with a 20-59 to finish in 20th place. Also, Annabelle Parker was 24th at 21-26, and Elizabeth Vanderby was 28th. At 21-44. They ran a JV race too. Lady Tigers won that with a score of 17. Matilda Granger led the Tigers with a time of 22-03. That was fastest of anybody on the course. Her teammate Maddie Lazark was second, 22-06. Bryce Ehrman was third, 22-19. Anna Fisher fifth, 22-37. Ella Putt sixth, 22-45. The boys' cross-country team also finished second at the NLC championship race, losing to Northridge 45-52. The Tigers won the two Super Dual meets, and Northridge did not finish second. So the Tigers still, by the point system that's worked out, ends up as the outright NLC champ. For Warsaw, Jackson Gackenheimer, the sophomore, continues to be terrific. He finished second with a time of 16 minutes flat. Tyler Schwartz, the senior, was fifth, 16-16. Sophomore Tyler Mimno was 10th, 16-23. Junior Noah McPhail was 17th at 16-45. Senior Gabe Klein was 18th at 16-50. Junior Rick Orr was 19th, 16-55. And junior Clark Meridew was 20th at 16-57. The JV won the championship race with a score of 23. Northridge was second with 36. Senior Brendan Miller was the overall winner of the race at a time of 17:50. First-year runner junior Micah Zog was second overall, 17:51. Alex Schrock was fourth, 18:08. Freshman Jackson Lehman was seventh, 18:23. And Jackson Winey, who is a senior, finished ninth at 18:31. The cross-country teams have the week off. Again, we'll tell you more about that in a second. The volleyball team finished up their regular season at Concord on Thursday. The varsity won 25-19, 25-12, 25-18. Leah Henderson, 12 kills. Melina Hallblitzel with 12. Maggie Holland with 10. Melina Hallblitzel with 6 aces. And Avery Heppner with 51 assists. Now, perspective here, they scored 75 points, and she assisted on 51 of them. That is a very high number. The Lady Tigers, varsity 7-0, conference champs in back-to-back seasons, 21-8 overall. And remember, they started the year 2-5 against some really tough competition. So they've won 21 of their last 24, and they're playing very well heading into their postseason next week. The freshmen beat Concord in 2. Aspen Wagner, 26 assists. Doran Villema with 14 digs. And Ariana Harmon with 13 kills, 7 digs, and 2 aces. The JV also beat Concord, 25-15, 25-22. Alyssa McCleary with 15 assists, Maddie Williamson with 8, Lexi Wittenberg with 9 digs and 2 aces for the Lady Tigers. The JV football team beat Syracuse beat Wabasee in Syracuse on Saturday, 38-24 for their second win in a row. Evan Davis rushed for 2 scores in the first half, one of them from 55 yards out. Ethan Rivich connected with Brody Duncan for the 2-point conversion. Garrett Hood found the end zone with a rushing touchdown in the second quarter. Tucker Reed and Michael Schenk both rushed for touchdowns in the second half of that game. And the Tiger defense made a couple of pretty big goal line stands in the second half to preserve the victory. Tigers now 3-4 and 3-2 in the NLC. The freshmen beat Wabasee on Thursday 48-20. Michael Schenk with a 60-yard touchdown run. Tucker Reed had a touchdown run and a kickoff return. Ethan Rivich had a touchdown run. Wyatt Harmon scored from 20 yards out. And Camden Baus had a TD run as well for the Tigers, who were victorious. They are now 6-1 on their season. That brings us to the current. There's volleyball going on in the TRAC today. The freshmen are hosting an NLC tournament, and that started at 8 o'clock this morning. The JV are also hosting an NLC tournament. That started at 9 o'clock. So that'll be going on for the rest of the morning and into the first part of the afternoon. It's a $10 ticket that gets you in for the rest of the matches. There is no JV football game today. Goshen does not have a JV football team this year. The boys' soccer sectional championship is this afternoon at Huntington. That begins at 2 o'clock. The Tigers take on Fort Wayne Northrop. Nothing going on Monday or Tuesday. On Wednesday, if the boys' soccer team wins today, they will play in the regional semifinals against the winner of the Noblesville-Fishers matchup today, and that would be up here. So that would be a great chance. So if the Tigers can win today, they would be at home on Wednesday. And then the Thursday matchup is girls' sectionals for volleyball. Lady Tigers get a first-round bye in the Elkhart sectional. So the Tigers automatically will play in the second match on Saturday in the semifinals, and that will probably start about 12:30, and then the championship match would start at 6 o'clock. Also, of course, next Friday, the football team hosts Northridge, It's pink out night, so there'll be a lot of things going on. It's the last home game of the season, for the regular season anyway, pending the draw of the football sectionals tomorrow night. You can hear that right here on News Now Warsaw starting at 6 o'clock. And it's for the conference championship, so there'll be a big crowd. Hopefully the weather will be better than it was last night, and hopefully you'll be able to find your way out to Fisher Field and cheer for the Tigers. When we come back, we will wrap things up here on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company on News Now Warsaw.
Here we go. You know why to go to R&B Car Company, right? 90 days till your first payment, $3,500 minimum for your trade. And with locations in South Bend, Warsaw, and now Fort Wayne, you need to find out why we are where you ought to be. Because financing available with any kind of credit, we've got banks that cater to everyone, no matter the need, from compacts to big honking diesels, fast and friendly service, and the best deal bottom line. So shop now and get pre-approved at rbcarcompany.com.
I'm your neighbor. You see me at Optimist, you see me at church, you see me at the grocery store. I'm just a regular guy with a law degree who has the know-how to get you the win. I'm Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. With millions of dollars won for clients, call me. I'll give you my personal cell and we can start working together. The initial call's always free. I handle all types of injuries, falls, crashes, defective products, and more. Call me today, Travis McConnell, your personal injury lawyer. Just say, hey Google, look up the law office of Travis McConnell. Office Warsaw.
CarTech takes the ding out of your car or truck body and will make your vehicle's finish showroom fresh again. CarTech is a new type of body shop. With a CarTech smart approach to body repair, dings and dents are a thing of the past. CarTech will repair, repaint, and refinish your auto skin and take care of the insurance paperwork too. Don't worry about the ding. You have CarTech. On the curve at 900 South Buffalo in Warsaw and at CarTechSmart.com.
Local vegetables, flowers, and plants, oh my. Local crafters, bakers, and artisans, oh my. Local beef, chicken, and honey, oh my. Local eggs, pork, and syrup, oh my.
The Kosciuszko County Farmers and Artisans Market is back on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Saturday. All your favorite and new farmers, florists, crafters, and bakers will have their booths full of great local products for you to purchase and enjoy. It's fall decorating time and the holidays are not that far away, so come pick out your favorites from these local vendors, plus the produce is still fresh every week with the changing of seasons. So come out this Saturday and every Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. for the Kosciuszko County Farmers and Artisans Outdoor Market on the Courthouse Square in downtown Warsaw. And don't forget the midweek market every Wednesday, also in the City Hall parking lot in downtown Warsaw, from 5:30 until 7:30 p.m.
And now for final thoughts on Tiger Talk, driven by R&B Car Company. Here's Roger.
Thanks to Coach Curtis for coming in this morning, and thanks to Chase and Layton, two of my favorite Tigers, for being in here on this Saturday morning. Thanks to all the sponsors for doing what they do. Thanks to the coaches for turning in their results, and thank you for spending your Saturday with us. Tomorrow, the Colts take on Tennessee down at Lucas Oil Stadium. We've got the game starting at noon. As soon as that game is done at 6 o'clock, when it goes off the air, we switch over, and we will do the IHSA pairing show right here on News Now Warsaw starting at 6. Warsaw is in 6A. They start with 1A and then work their way down from 1A north to 1A south to 2A to 3A and on like that. So I'm guessing it'll be a little after 5 when they get to 6A. Well, we'll keep updated on that, and we'll have all the pairings no matter what here on News Now Warsaw. Stay tuned. Gary Sullivan is coming up next, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk on News Now Warsaw, 99.7 FM and 1480 AM. For more on Tiger Sports, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com and warsaw-tigers.com. Follow Roger Grossman on Twitter at RogerGrossman1. Tiger Talk is a presentation of News Now Warsaw, a member of Kensington Digital Media of Indiana.